Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Game week.
Yes, welcome back to Game Week, a podcast that's rougher than a two-legged Champions League tie with Atletico Madrid. Danny Pryor is here. Hello, Pryor.
Hello.
Hello, and I'm Matt Dyson. Welcome back. So Easter is traditionally a time to get into Jesus, to put Jesus into your squad, but I don't think that's going to be happening this season, is it, in terms of the Manchester City striker? Or is it, Dan? Because De Bruyne got injured last night, rather annoyingly for me. The FPL plan destroyer strikes again, but I reckon he'll just miss the FA Cup semi-final and then he'll be back in time for their game, which is part of this game week, I reckon. Oh.
I've not had
any updates from a physio or Ben Dinnery on this subject yet, but it feels like he'll obviously miss the semi, and then he's got till next Wednesday to get over what is just a knock. So I'm hoping he's going to play. Otherwise, I'm a man down, and I can't afford to be in this one because I've got a bench full of blankers. So I'm at the edge of what's acceptable, and I don't want to replace KDB at this stage.
Well, firstly, thank you for specifying you meant Jesus the striker, not actual Jesus in your team. Secondly, I thought you were playing your free hit this week, so you wouldn't even matter.
No. Well, I decided against it, mate. I didn't think this was the right time. Have you played yours?
Typical. So tell everyone you're going to do it. Listeners start doing it.
No. Not at all. I did not say I was definitely
podcast solidarity. And then you.
If you listen back to the tape, you'll find I meant it might happen. It might happen. Listen back to the MP3, Dan. I might do it. I never committed to definitely do it. I've only got one left. I've got to use it wisely. It didn't really feel like this was the double to drop it on, because I was like, Leicester have got a couple of favourable fixtures, but I could get a couple. I had a couple, you know, I had a transfer free. And this double for me depends on the performance of Arsenal against Southampton, pretty much. I just thought there's so many players with just one game that have got good fixtures. It wasn't worth it this time. And I think that's partly the basis of whether you should fill up your team for a double, is whether your big players who are on form, your Canes, your De Bruyne's, I thought, your Kulusevski's, are they playing favourable fixtures?
Your Matt Doherty's.
Was yes. Yeah, yeah. Matt Doherty's out for the season. That's great news, isn't it? Yeah. And even Bowen at home to Burnley for West Brom, I thought. Bowen was a bit disappointed that he blanked. What did I say?
West Brom.
Oh, yeah. Well, you never know where his future lies. West Ham against at home to Burnley. You'd imagine him to get some points on the board. Very surprised by his blank, to be honest. Against Brentford, then Brentford are resurgent, aren't they, Dan? You've really chosen to ride the Ivan Toney train at just the right time, which is a bit annoying for me to watch.
I've got to say, I you know, I had some the bet on the national, and then my leftovers once I put the money back into my bank account was 10p, and I put 10p on Brentford to beat West Ham and Tony to score at any time, and now I have 40p in my bank. In my account. I'm going to make this 40p stretch to the end of the season if I can.
Wow.
Not that we, you know, we endorse all gambling, but...
what a high stakes. What a high stakes guy you are. I can't believe you put that on and you only won 40p. Quite a long shot bet, but I mean, God,
it's 4-1 or something.
Me and your wife both have big winners on the national, didn't we?
Yeah, Yeats.
She seems to have a lot better Noble Yeats. Yeah, I got it because my kids are always talking about yeeting, so that's what. And we read it as Yeats, Noble Yeats. YouTubers talk about throwing things, you know, say like yeet that ball over there or something. This is what I mean.
I mean, this
I've got a vague grasp of what kids on YouTube talk about, but that's all the kids say is yeet.
Nonsense. So
we went with that for the yeet factor, and it came in. So, but I think Kellyanne had much better odds than me, which was a bit frustrating. I think she held her odds, and mine were moving around, I think. Or yeah. I held rubbish odds, and they got wider. I'm not 100% sure, but that was annoying. Is Kellyanne still playing fantasy football, by the way, this season? I've noticed you've not mentioned her. Is she battering you again?
No, she gave up about halfway through the first season. She did it.
Ah, did but, she? I thought she beat you in the first season.
Moving aside from wife beating, average game week score 48, I got 86. Yeah. So that's more like an average beating team. And I mean, what a return. You mentioned Tony, but what about my trio of Tottenham superstars, Kulusevski, Son and Kane? No. Kane captain, slightly annoying.
All the right ones.
12, yeah, 21 and 20.
If you'd have captained Son, you would have been laughing. Madison got a little assist for you as well, didn't he?
And he was my get rid of Salah risk, yeah.
Did you have Alexander-Arnold on your bench, or did he start in your team?
No, he started, because I always think he got assist. Right. As I said on the podcast, I do what I say.
Yeah, and he did have an assist in him. You were right then, yeah.
I did Cancelo, yeah.
Yeah, annoying. Very, very annoying to see. But you, I mean, if you'd have got Son, you would have been potentially one of the highest scorers. Maybe not. The highest points were 142, but they're always weird, freaky people, aren't they? That played some sort of chip.
Igor-looking fellas. Oh, right. Yeah. They play it. Right,
yeah. The person that got 142, triple captain Son, which was a fair play, great move, you know.
He's got a good record there, hasn't he? So I'll have to look out for that next season. Son always seems to score against Villa when he's away there, even with a broken arm, I remember.
Yeah, again, you didn't mention that bit before last podcast, though, did you?
Well, you don't always remember it before it says it.
I'm a bit annoyed about not having Son. I'm feeling like... I mean, Kulusevski and Kane are great, but... mind you, I do feel like Son will eventually blank at some point. You know,
there's not that long left.
No, yeah, what? He's only got 7 games left, son. But he's going to blank in at least 2 of them. You had a very good week, didn't you? What was your overall rank? I know you get excited by your overall rank.
Well, overall rank is the true thing. So statistically,
it's the true meaning.
It was my second best one of the season. It's only 100, I don't know what game rate, 184,000. It wasn't like mega. But in terms of over the season, that's my second best game week. So that was a good week. A little bit troubling, those some of the results, though, like Arsenal's, Man U's, some of these people that you'd have probably put in your
Arsenal,
team.
I know, Arsenal really annoying.
Southampton.
Picked a bad time to go. I mean, Southampton, just they love a hammering, don't they? They love an absolute pummeling. I can't believe Timo Werner. I mean, Timo Werner was absolutely ripping them apart. He hit the woodwork 3 times before he scored 2. I mean, he could have easily had 5. And have you got the Timo? Have you still got the Timo Werner jingle, Dan? Do you want me to send it? Yeah.
Nice little learner.
Timo Werner. Yeah. God, I mean, it's the only jingle we've got left, isn't it? Unless we decide to flout the rules and bring him back, but
don't start that again. Yeah,
nice to see Werner in the team of the week. Mason Mount had a good one. He's Mason mounting some sort of comeback to form with in terms of his points for Chelsea with his new haircut. Much more sensible haircut he's got now, isn't it? More sort of short back and sides. But Dewsbury Hall, who has been getting quite a lot of starts for Leicester, and it's a bargain. You know, 4.4. I didn't know he had goals in his locker as well, but it turns out he has. I mean, these are his first real big points haul of the season. Dewsbury Hall, who does sound like a National Trust property, of course, doesn't he? Have you ever been around Dewsbury Hall, Dan? It's lovely. You really should go.
Is it like Downton Abbey spin-off?
Yeah, it's like a stately home. Yeah, it's very nice, really nice. And then you've got your Mwemo and your Mwepos. Mwepu's doing well as well. So I mean, there's quite a lot of differentials performing in this game week, wasn't there?
Well, one of the biggest problems, you got to say about the Newcastle guys. Yeah, because one of the biggest problems is for anyone playing it, a hit or trying to free hit or bench boost or any of that, or a chip basically, or planning basically for this double. Everyone who's got a double virtually did badly. You know, Burnley did badly, Arsenal did badly, Southampton, Man U. So it's been really hard to play one. One of the only teams which brought you about such was Newcastle, who got two home games in this double. Yeah, I mean, and now suddenly their defenders are looking like really good options.
A lot of people are getting share, aren't they? A lot of people getting share, you know. Everyone, you know, tramps, thieves, all of them. I won't say the other one. Dan Burn, Dan Burn's on fire. You know, he really is on fire for them. Well, he's not really on fire at all, to be honest, but he was all right at Brighton, wasn't he? I don't know why they bent over backwards to get him in at Newcastle, but I do like Dan Burn, and he's only 4.4 million.
I see. Chris Wood on penalties, which is interesting to note for these fixtures. Saint-Maximin looked an interesting option potentially, but he's not had a lot of good form.
He's not in form, is he? He's
and Wood on penalties. I'll have a penalty taker.
So, So you have played your free hit. So you filled up your team with Leicester and Newcastle. We're getting the five. Because I think you had such a good points score last time that you shouldn't have changed it. That's why I thought you would see that for yourself. You'd work that out for yourself, that it wasn't a good time to play a chip because you're better off with the team you've got.
What you forget is that I played a chip the second the game week begins. So, because then the value's there.
Any value. Oh, what, 0.1 of a million. Yeah, I don't want to miss out on that little 0.1.
It's important.
It all counts. The Scrooge of FPL. Look after the pennies and the pounds look after themselves, Dan, don't they? Mm. Yeah, so what? So, I mean, who are you not playing? Because you've got to be playing your Spurs trio.
I might not play Kulusevski. That might be a risk. I've got to keep Son and Kane, I think. I mean, that's the sort of game that's a potential banana skin. Like Brighton just did well against Arsenal. Looks quite lively.
But they've been rubbish apart from that. Really struggling to score, really. I mean, Spurs at home to Brighton should be a...
If you were any sort of follower of that club, you would know full well that you would not back them in a situation that looks obvious to anyone on the outside.
Yes, okay. Well, but Arsenal are the ones that are Spursing it up at the moment, aren't they? So that's why I'm now lumbered with Lacazette, and I just have no faith in the guy at the moment because he's not having any shot. What was your little stat? He's not had a shot in about three games or something.
Cashing in on assists, wasn't he? But yeah, there was
He's not been doing anything. But I can't get rid of them because they've got a double, so I have to keep the Arsenal. Saka and Laka just for one more double and then assess it after that, I think. And then I've bought in Schmeichel in goal with those two all right games for Leicester. He seems to be having a good season. And Justin in defence. So I've got about five players with a double.
Are you not worried about this European game they've got on the Thursday night?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. They're playing tonight, aren't they? At the time of recording, they're playing tonight. I mean, I am worried. If they both get injured, I mean, that would be incredibly unlucky, wouldn't it? But
Well, and also, just if there's a rotation afterwards from they needing a rest, if it goes into extra time, if they feel like they don't want to risk anyone who's a sort of on the cusp of an injury with a game or two to go. You know, I don't think they're necessarily, if they go through, they're not good long-term FPL buyers in the same way that West Ham might not be, because they might actually start resting players at this rate.
Well, that's true, yeah. I mean, and they do rotate a little bit in their defence. I think their defence is all back to full fitness as well, isn't it? Old Castagna's back, and Pereira. Pereira doesn't seem to play that much for them anymore, does he? Because I toyed with the idea of getting him in, but...
They're very tricky.
He's not consistently starting. So, and yeah, I took a bit of a gamble on Justin, but, you know, I'm happy to live with that.
Okay, well, good. Very brave.
I'm a brave man. You know, after my win on the national, I feel like gambling does work. Gambling is not a mug's game. And I wanted to get Ian Acho in, but I just couldn't work it out financially.
Well, I think Vardy's close to a comeback, apparently. Like, I think he's
is he?
Training, not necessarily to start, but so I don't know about
that. But he's still, on the FPL chimps, are still going down as knee injury, unknown return date, which
sounds
he's ages off. But yeah, I mean, I just, you know, Leicester have some decent fixtures in this double. So I've just got enough for a starting 11 and that's it. So if Justin misses one of them, you know, that's the way it's going to go, but he might not. So who are you captaining?
I might just stick with Kane, and boringly.
You can't
ignore that form he's on. And even with Son, I just like having Kane because I think Spurs have only had one penalty this season with him in the team. But, you know, he's just, you can't not have him as your captain.
And don't forget, I mean, now he's a different player. He's like, even when he doesn't score, he gets so many assists that he's had, in the past three games, he's had 7 assists.
Yeah.
Which is a remarkable
and
record.
He got booked right at the end, Dyson, about a minute ago he got booked and that lobbed off his bonus. So, yeah, I think he was on for a bonus point. So, as a captain, he lost me about 4 points for that.
That's annoying. Yeah.
Player that is potentially interesting is Ward-Prowse, a home to Arsenal away to Burnley on free kicks, of course.
Yeah, but Southampton are so dodgy, aren't they? And he messed up massively for one of the Chelsea goals I saw in the highlights as well. Southampton are just... Well, though, actually, you know what? They do sort of... After they've had a battering, they sort of, you know, they get a massive rollicking from Hasenhüttl and they seem to come out with a better performance. So, yeah, I wouldn't rule out Southampton winning their two games, but they're just hard to predict at the moment.
And then what about Man U? Because, all right, they got Liverpool away, but the first game is Norwich at home. Now, Norwich just had a good result, but generally, you normally go... If they're playing Norwich, back them.
Yeah, so you've got Bruno then.
At the moment, Bruno's nestling in that team. The problem is...
Nestling.
I had a look at the old fixtures and they only beat Norwich, I think, 1-0 when they were away to them. So it wasn't like they battered them when they went away. So I find that a little bit iffy. But,
I don't think Norwich are mounting a massive comeback from relegation, though, are they, really?
No,
It was a bit of a one-off. Timu Pukki back amongst the goals. We've got the Pukki jingle, Dan.
It's half four the day before a bank holiday.
And you're
saying, I'll tell you what, just make my edit a little bit harder after this. Yeah, I've got all day.
Oh, Lise Malou, I'd never heard of him. He popped up with a goal. This Lise Malou character. Lise Malou, my darling. He wasn't my darling because he wasn't in my team. He's only owned by 0.1%. But perhaps one for the watch list then. With them running. Norwich is running. Lise Malou.
It's almost a time to set fire to that watch list. There's 7 games left. Not even that, it's 5 game weeks. So, if you haven't figured out who they are by now, then don't bother.
Yeah, that's a good point, really, isn't it? Yeah. Back to your free hit team. So you've got, how many Man United players have you got?
At the moment, this isn't concrete.
You haven't got the phone smasher. You can't put the phone smasher in your team based purely on his behaviour. You have then. You can't afford Bruno and Cristiano.
Of course you can.
Kane and Son in your team.
Of course.
What have you got in defence? Like 4 million defenders.
Yeah, what, you refer to Cher, cheap as chips.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you make your defence cheap. Tiskmas is 3.7.
Tiskmas, yeah.
The reserve in your bench.
Is he going to play?
He played last night, but it doesn't matter because that's the bench. He's a third sub.
Oh, right.
If he comes on, something's really gone.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So, no. But, yeah, you've got cheap ones on the bench. But, like, who else is in your starting line?
Madison, Ward-Prowse. I'm having a look at Chris Wood at the moment, but I mean,
you're looking at him when you're window shopping at the moment.
He's there.
Yeah.
The thing that's troubling me is a couple of risks, like Walker Peters, even though they just lost 6-0. But I just wonder, sort of vengeance thing against Arsenal. And then they got Burnley, who I seem to have trouble scoring sometimes. And then one, a really controversial one at the moment, which might change, is Maguire. I just wonder if on set pieces, Harry Maguire.
God. I just see all the villains in your team, aren't you? All I see United villains.
Luke Shaw apparently is out for the season, possibly now. So maybe Telles is someone to have a gander at instead. But they're on such bad form. If it wasn't a free hit, I wouldn't bother.
I don't have that much faith in Man United at the moment, to be honest.
And the other thing,
if they drew against Norwich, it wouldn't be that much of a surprise based on their.
What they could do, you could like load up on like three City players, like, you know, go ultra City defence. But they've just come out of a pretty hard game, haven't they, against Atletico, as you alluded to.
So. Yeah, and then they've got the FA Cup semi.
Yeah.
And then they've got this game on the Wednesday, so yeah.
Risky business.
Yeah, I've still got bloody Livramento hanging around in my squad. Speaking of cheap defenders, but I mean, he's not done anything for ages. And Southampton have just been atrocious. But, you know, maybe this is when they turn it around. So I'm sticking him in there just because he's
in the squad. But, they're always good for a surprise, Southampton. They were on great form about 3 weeks ago, but then so were Arsenal. So it's it's a tricky one. Yeah, tricky game week. I think if I didn't have a free hit, I wouldn't be too worried.
I just think if you didn't have that second free hit, you wouldn't have wasted your free hit.
Definitely not.
So the game sort of lulled you into potentially making a mistake here.
I don't think I foresaw such a good game week hitting me with that 86. I thought I'd be struggling a little bit, but it went better than I expected.
Yeah, so yeah, I got 66. It was all right. The average was 48. It was okay. I mean, yeah, De Bruyne came straight in and scored, but then Mane scored as well, who I replaced him with, which was a bit annoying. But Rafinha's still getting points, to be fair, isn't he?
Yeah, Leeds are looking
under right. Jesse Marsh. Who's this guy Jesse Marsh was saying is his new favourite at the moment? Because he's another cheap one, Sam Greenwood for Leeds. He's saying he really loves this Sam Greenwood character because Gelhard was a youngster with a bit of potential at the start of the season, some cheap youngster. And Sam Green was also 4.6. And apparently he's on the fringes of the squad. Came on and got an assist against Watford. I'm not going to put him on the watch this because I haven't got one because I set a fire to it. But if I was, but I think Rodrigo looked all right last time out for them.
I mean, they're not playing this game week, so I'm not.
No, and they're blanking, and then they've got Palace away, and then they've got Man City and Chelsea on the horizon,
and Arsenal away.
Arsenal away is down as a red, but I mean, again, that needs to be reassessed, doesn't it, based on current form.
Wow, I guess that's something to put to the chimps of FPL.
Yes, perhaps it is. Have you got the chimp jingle, Dan? Have you got that? Yeah. I'm joking. You know. You can just do an impression of a chimp. It's fine.
You've been doing one the whole show.
Hey! Sorry, just having a little sip of my drink there.
It's banana juice.
Banana juice, yeah. Every chimp's favourite beverage of choice.
Yeah.
Banana. It tastes like that weird sort of medicine you used to get as a child, antibiotics.
Oh, I hated that stuff. Oh.
I sort of quite liked it. Fake.
I don't like bananas, no.
Yeah. Real or fake?
No banana. Those banana sweets, they're very nice, penny sweets, but anyway.
Oh, you like the foam ones? Bloody hell.
Yeah, they're delicious.
Your attitude to bananas stinks. You're all over the shop.
Right, Harry.
Okay.
That bombshell.
Anything else to add? I think we're waffling now.
Yeah, and definitely.
Perhaps it's time to go. Perhaps that means it's time to go because it's bank holiday weekend and you've got a home to go to. You're actually working from home, so you can go into the living room. So, oh, you're flat. There you go. That'll be nice.
Thanks.
Wind down after a week's work. Look, we really
are. I'll be editing this and uploading this.
Yeah, putting those jingles in. Good lad. Okay, let's go. Let's see you on the other side of this double. See our prize free hit got on. And we'll speak soon. Remember, it may be a fantasy, but it's serious.
Game week.
Sports Social Podcast Network.